Aaron Winters is Space Capone, a Nashville-based musician. Space Capone crafts dance floor funk and classic soul sounds. PMC Magazine said of his single, I Just Wanna Dance, it will get even the shyest of wallflowers feeling like they should shake their groove things. Space Capone performs a Halloween show tonight at the Big Apple Cafe in Murray, and he joins me by phone. Space Capone, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Angie.
And I've been listening to some of your songs this morning, and I've got to say, you're pretty fly for a white guy. So what got you to this point in your music?
I think it was what I listened to growing up, and more particularly the past 10 years, ever since being in Nashville. I just had good friends that shared their music that they were into and told me what to listen to, and we shared ideas, and I guess that's what's happened. The culmination is the songs that have come out because of the influences I've had.
And what are those influences?
Oh, man. Well, there's too many to mention, but a lot of it's based in jazz. A lot of it comes from late 70s, early 80s, R&B, or even pop. In the case of Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, it wasn't called R&B back then. It was just called pop. So, yeah, lots of different people. Bob James, Ohio Players, Al Jarreau. I could go on for days.
Do you have anything that, you know, specifically on this album that you have out that you think has been the most strong influence or that you've taken and kind of crafted into your own style?
Yeah, there's a track on the new album called Back to the House that sounds an awful lot like Earth, Wind & Fire, something they might have done on Powerlight or Spirit or I Am, one of those three albums. And you can hear it if you're an Earth, Wind & Fire fan. And in the past albums, there's been touches of Prince here and there and Al Jarreau. I'm not claiming to even come close to what those guys did, because they did it, in my opinion, in such a simpler and better way. And so I've always looked up to them. But this is just me trying to write like them and then falling short.
But your songs, I think you've described them as the classic R&B rather than today's R&B and, you know, current popular R&B. So what is it that you like about the classic style?
I like the way a song was crafted back then. Even 15, 20 years ago, I like bridges and lots of different melodies within a song. And this kind of music really accomplished that. And it was technical and groovy at the same time. And just had a lot of elements which are missing in modern-day R&B. And again, it's not just classic R&B. You could also call it, you know, 80s pop, because a lot of it on the new album kind of has some touches of Michael Jackson. We actually worked with Jerry Hay, who arranged all the horns on Off the Wall and Thriller and Bad. So, and that was pop. And when we were listening to it when I was young, when I was listening to Michael Jackson, we never called it R&B. I never even knew what R&B was. It was just what was on the radio.
So it's kind of maybe a bit of nostalgia put in with that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up on MJ. That's all I listened to for a while, every single one of those albums. So I'd be lying if I said that he wasn't one of the largest influences.
Your name, Space Capone, has got a really nice sound to it. Is there a story behind that name?
No, it was in my head one morning when I woke up, and I don't remember my dreams, maybe because I had too much to drink the night prior or something. But and it looked good on paper at the time, and I was looking for some inspiration and a shift, and I was in Nashville and I was kind of fed up with, you know, being lumped in with a bunch of other normal average name people, and at that point it was becoming more of a band vibe anyway and less of an artist thing, so I was okay with people kind of, you know, taking it for what they wanted to take it at, whether, you know, they wanted to see an artist on stage or whether they wanted to see a band. It kind of fit both of those images.
And what is it that you look for in the musicians that you play with?
I look for stuff off stage, actually. We're all so close, and we've been together for 3.5 years now. I mean, they've obviously got to be able to hold their own. It's not easy stuff to pull off live. But a lot of it, when you're on the, you know, when you're on the road 100, 120 days out of the year, a lot of it has to do with just how well, you know, can the guy hang out and get along? Is he happy? You know, does he get along with others well? And that's why we've been able to stay together as long as we have. That's why we're as tight as we are on stage, because there's great communication between us, and we're great friends.
And what's your creative process like when you go and write songs? Do you write with your fellow musicians? Do you write alone? How's it happen?
A lot of the stuff we do on stage, we've written together. But as far as the albums, up till now, it's been me starting with something, and if I couldn't finish it on my own, then I'd call in for help. Or, you know, there's been a few co-writes here and there, but for the most part, I sit down alone. And we're actually starting to talk about getting out of that kind of routine and trying to make some albums, kind of like the Red Hot Chili Peppers way, where we start from day one with the entire band involved. So I write in a lot of different ways, but mostly on my own, I guess.
Yeah. And tonight at the Big Apple Cafe in Murray, what can people expect from that show?
They're gonna get to see musicianship. They're gonna get to see seven guys playing instruments live, real, not tracks, and a lot of great musicians. They're gonna get to hear great songs, great arrangements from Jerry Hay. Some of the horn arrangements are going to blow some minds, I think, and it's going to be a good time. And we always give it 100%. We're going to be sweaty when we come off stage, and like some of, you know, I think you read a review, it's easier to just move and dance than it is to stay still or be a wallflower. So you'll see a lot of dancing tonight.
Well, thanks for speaking with me, Space Capone.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Space Capone performs tonight at the Big Apple Cafe in Murray, and we will be posting this interview online today, so go to WKMS.org to hear it again.